This is episode 49, recorded on March 30th, 2012. Packard pokes at Of Porn Stars and Passwords.
You're on in 3, 2, 1.
This is Packard pokes at, and I'm poking at your news. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another fine edition of Packard Pokes at. I am your immutable and unmutable host, Packard Sonic, and I found another piece of my voice stuffed in the couch, so I am sounding a little bit better tonight, hopefully. I can still feel a little frog in my throat, so if I still sound a little scratchy, that's the reason why. On my far right, joining us tonight is Eric. I have no thoughts.
I'm still waiting for us to have a fine episode. What are you talking about, fine episodes?
It's the kind that you can run a comb through. That's kind of fine. That's a whole different definition of fine. I didn't mean it was good. I just meant it was very thin.
Ah, gotcha. That sounds about right.
And on my far left is Dan Johnson.
Greetings. And if we're not actually broadcasting over the air, I don't think we can get fined for it anyway.
There you go. I don't think we can either.
Puns are fun.
And joining us again tonight is Vonnie Evolution Child.
What up, primates?
I like that one. That's a good one. What up, primates?
It just flowed out of my mouth.
There you go. That's the best way to just let it flow. I did want to take a few minutes and discuss the whole Trayvon Martin controversy that's going on right now. There's videotape of Zimmerman getting out of this police car. He does not have a scratch on him. His nose is not bleeding like he's claiming. And this guy is just making things worse for himself. And on top of all this, just this came across today, that a white supremacist group got into Trayvon's email. They hacked his email to release emails that he may have sent before. I mean, it's completely irrelevant. It has nothing to do with the fact that he's dead, you know. And there is also a video or a thing that's going around the Twitterverse and Facebook. It shows Zimmerman in a nice suit and everything. And what they're doing is they're showing up a kid that's like has his underwear halfway down his butt and he's flipping people off in the video and in the picture. The problem is here, it's not him. It's not even him. It's scandal is what it is. They're trying to run this poor kid's name through the mud. This needs to stop. I mean, the kid is dead. You're protecting somebody who also turns out to be the son of a judge as well. So we need the Trayvon needs justice for what happened to him. I just want to get that off my chest. Anybody had any thoughts on that before we get going?
I did see most of the articles are saying what you're saying, so I'm going to go ahead and give validity to that. But I did see one article that looked at the video, and there's like – it's kind of hard to see the back of his head. Uh-huh. But they have one where it's like for a brief second, it's like you could look at the back, and it looks to be what appears. I'm going to say what appears to be a gash on the back of his head. So I have seen analysis of that.
You have to send me the link because I have not seen that.
I'm going to have to try and dig it up because, like I said, it was on one site, you know, so I'm not going to be like, oh, you know, damning evidence and all that good stuff.
Well, he said he was rolling around with him before he shot him, so that's a possibility.
Right, I think this is what we're trying to get at is like, okay, is this self-defense or is this, you know, an act of vigilantism that is coming back to haunt someone?
Yeah,
and I really like I said, you know, I'm still waiting for all the details to come out. Mm-hmm. I know a good chunk of it, and I know that right now it's looking a little bit damning for Zimmerman.
Yes,
but I'm still waiting for more evidence. I'm not gonna you know, jump on the bandwagon just yet.
You know, the problem is that the police didn't collect any evidence at the scene. They
right, and the police, whatever. They screwed this up.
Yes.
And it's just, you know, I just The only thing I ask is that, you know, we just, before we say that this man is 100% guilty, we just, you know, we wait and we think, and we definitely don't do what Al Sharpton's doing because, you know, fool.
Yeah.
But, because here's the thing. It's like I feel like everybody's gone after him, and we're still trying to figure out, okay, is this self-defense or not? Did he run up to him and punch the guy or not? And I don't know if we have
if someone was following me in a car.
Who said that he did. You know, I don't know. I don't know. I'm still not 100% yet.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, though, if someone was following me around in the car like that, I'd probably get on. You know, basically, he was standing. If that was the case, then Trayvon was standing his ground, even though he only had a bag of Skittles and an iced tea. I mean, he was going to defend himself because some strange man is following around he doesn't know. So, I mean, that's my thought. And there was also another story that a guy had. He was calling the phone with the police, and he told him don't go anywhere. And he said his neighbor was getting robbed. And he said he told the guy, I've got a shotgun. He hears him click it, and a few seconds later, you hear him shooting two guys, and they let him go. So even though with all this evidence mounted against Zimmerman, I'm not looking very hopeful on this guy going to jail, unfortunately. I'm sad to say.
Hey, I found the article, and I'm sending it to you, by the way.
Okay. But anyway, we should get going on the show. Sorry. These things, they just consume our whole news cycle. And this is one of those big ones right now. So let's get on with our tech stories for this evening. Now, Facebook has decided to go all nutsy with everything that they're doing. They've had security issues. They've had privacy issues. They keep changing the rules. So you can see things. You can't see things. And you can't block people. You can block people. They're all over the map. And now... they've taken a page from Apple's book, where Apple would go after anybody who had used the word pod in anything. Facebook is using the word, taking a trademark on the word book, of all things. The word book. I mean, if you use the word book, like, let's say it was Master Book or whatever, and they would say, hey, that's a trademark item. You can't use the word book in your name. I mean, you can use it. I'm just waiting for them to say, hey, I want to read a book. And they'll say, oh, that's copyright infringement. You got to pay us $10 for every time you say the word book. So Facebook, book, 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 book. Come on. Come at me. Dan, your thoughts?
Yes, like I'm expecting Facebook to file charges against my bank any day now for, you know, having a passbook for my savings account.
Mm-hmm.
So... it's ridiculous, and they are the whole patent and trademark office has needed a complete overhaul for a couple decades. It's ridiculous, especially with extensions of copyright going back into the early 70s. The Mickey Mouse laws. Literally Mickey Mouse laws that Disney has pushed for because they are scared to death of some of their trademarks and copyrights going into the public domain because mm-hmm. that's their livelihood. And it's like, well, you know, you can't hold a copyright forever.
Yeah, exactly.
And with wanting to trademark common words like this and that, it's ridiculous. Trademark, you know, whether they can actually trademark it is one thing, completely different from their user agreement, though. I mean, when you sign, you know, technically sign or agree to their license agreement, you're agreeing to a lot of things that it may not be legal for them to enforce in the first place. It's just typical corporate BS.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the time. Every word in the dictionary is going to be copyrighted by some company, and we're going to have to walk around with stickers. I'm supporting this company, Nike, whatever, you know, like they do with the race cars. But, you know, we don't get paid to that. We have to pay them to wear the privilege. So before too long, we'll have underwear as a thing there, I'm sure, you know. And then, of course, there's a lot of people that don't wear it, so I guess that doesn't affect them. Funny, your thoughts.
I I don't think Apple ever tried trademarking the word apple.
Well, actually, they tried. They did trademark the word pod.
Yes, but I don't think Apple was something that they assumed the rights for.
For pod?
I mean, in comparison, you're saying that, I mean, that would be like Apple saying nobody can have the word apple.
Yeah, know? Well, no, yeah, that would be...
I mean, they invented the iPod, yeah. So that's a little different than saying, hey, Apple is ours. And I get, what I'm getting to is this is ridiculous because books have been around for a really long time. Mm-hmm. Is Facebook proposing this at this point, or have they actually been given trademark rights?
Well, they're asserting the trademark on the word book in a new user agreement.
So what does that mean when you say they're asserting?
It's like, well, if I'm getting the definition of asserting right, they're like saying they're coming to at you say you can't, if someone makes up a site that says Vonnie's book, you know, like,
okay.
And you would say, hey, no, you can't use the word book. Because we're Facebook. We're Facebook. You can't use that. They're gonna like try to, you know, intimidate you and make you say, hey, this is ours. You can't use the word book in your name because that's ours. That's okay. But they're asserting the ownership.
But basically though, they're asserting. They don't have any legal rights to this.
Right.
They don't have any trademark rights to this.
Not yet.
Well, come on, as if they're going to. A book, really? Like, it's been around for thousands of years. No, I guess this is just silliness, really. Is Facebook really truly doing this, or is this just hearsay amongst...
No, this is what they're really doing. They're really trying to push this through.
Well, that's just laughable.
Yeah, and they're trying to also use words like logos, Facebook, FB, face, poke, and wall. And it says a unit. This is what it says here exactly. In the statement, it says you will not use our copyright or trademarks, including Facebook, the Facebook and F logos, FB, face, poke, wall, and 32665, or any confusingly similar marks without our written permission. And if you're wondering what 32665 is, the number of allowing Facebook users to update their pages through text messages. So.
Oh, but they're saying using the actual, the whole word Facebook or face.
Oh, no, they're just wanting to go with the word book in combination with anything else.
Right, and that's they're trying to claim the word book.
I can see if they actually said Facebook or, you know, that kind of thing, Facepoke, but not just the words book or poke. I mean, all these words have been around forever.
Yeah.
That's just silliness. It's just one more bully tactic, I think, from Facebook. It makes me laugh how we're so clan-driven that it's so obvious that any user of Facebook is nothing but that's what they sell. They sell us.
Yeah.
Right? The user is Facebook's product.
Right.
And we all use it anyway, even though they're complete crooks. He's always been a crook, right from about, you know, the time he really got on the map. He's just been doing everything he can to make things as complicated as possible for the user so he can more easily steal our identities, or not identities, but sell our information. And this is just one more thing where they're trying to say, hey, we're the king of the castle, and yet we still continue to use them.
Yeah, they're even trying to cover the other registered trademarks are to cover the letter F.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Yeah, I'm reading these things. They say other registered trademark covered the letter F, face, FB, the number 0 with a period, F8. That's on like every keyboard I could have ever seen. Face developer garage, wall, facepile, nextstop.com, Facebook for good, friend feed, Facebook insights, Facebook pages, and Facebook ads.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, as long as they're asserting that all that means is they're trying to push their weight around, but it means nothing, right?
Yeah, for now it does anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, Eric, your thoughts?
Yeah, Facebook is lame.
Yeah.
I think, you know, this is ridiculous. You know, we're talking about copywriting a word like book.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is how many things have book in it? Every time I say the word book, are we going to have to pay Facebook?
That's what I was saying, too.
man, I'm gonna have a lot of quarters in. You know, it's kind of like whenever we sing the birthday song. Technically, it's in violation of copyright.
Yep.
Because it's actually a copyrighted song.
Yep.
That is like, I bet you the person who created that song sits there and goes, no, because of all the money that they lose.
Yeah. Well, actually, the person that wrote that was back in the early 1800s, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong on that, but I think that's when it was first written. Was back in the 1800s. So I don't think they're sitting around waiting for a check. Guaranteed, they're not waiting for a check.
But the family does, I bet you.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they are. It was sold to Disney or someplace, and eventually it was sold to them, and they're the ones that hold the copyright on that.
Oh, Disney's going to rape that thing for money. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
But, I mean, this is just companies being companies, and I think we need to move away. I could understand them doing Facebook or the Facebook. Or in to some degree F-book, but once you get to something as nitpicky as book, I think it kind of gets ridiculous. Just as I think Apple going for copywriting pod is a little ridiculous, because like iPod or Podcatcher or something like that.
Yeah, Apple went really hard after anybody had the word pod in their name.
And well, you know, and for them, you have to be very careful, because that is so branded with a product, you know?
No, it was just in the name. It was just the product in the name.
Name, though, not like a website.
No, it was after, actually, I'm sorry, it was website, not necessarily a product, but it went after Podcatcher and anything that had the word pod in it. This was a couple of years back, they were doing this. So it's nothing new. It's an old story, but they were actually doing this. They were pushing that word really hard. It just floored me because they were trying to dominate the iTunes market, because they didn't want anybody else to have the word pod, and they think it would confuse us because they had the word pod in it.
But you still have to be very, very careful with something like that. And you know, as someone said, if you don't try and protect your intellectual properties, then you have the potential of losing them. And with iPod, you know, or just pod in general, it's to me it feels kind of so close and so synonymous with Apple. Whereas with book, it's like we had exactly. things that were books long before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, before Facebook even was thought up.
Makes me wonder if they're going to go after the Kindles because they're using eBooks.
Yeah. You know, and I think that's the thing with it. Whereas, you know, iPod, if it's a music player with the word pod, then I'm like, all right. You kind of get into a very tricky territory. Just like if you have a social media site, and I would venture to say this: if you have a social media site called, I don't know, Masterbook or something like that, you know, then you kind of get into a little tricky. Okay, well, you have two competing interests now for the same thing, but I guess even then, I just don't feel like book is synonymous with Facebook. I don't know.
Yeah. Exactly. It's crazy. It just I don't know where it's certainly it's not going to end here. There's going to be someone that's going to come along and they're going to copyright something even weirder, and they're going to make water their part of their word, and we're all going to have to pay a dollar every time we take a drink of water or something later on. Oh, anyway, this is a good story. Let's our next one here is that according I know this is going to sound like it's where I'm jumping into the religious story, but I'm not. In the Bible, a lot of fundies believe this, that God only created one earth, supposedly one earth. That's true. Again, that's being true, proved completely false. Because the Milky Way, just in our own galaxy, that the Milky Way packs at least a billion Earth-sized planets. And some of these planets are considered to be super Earths. There's at least around 100 of these. They're just slightly bigger or larger than our own planet. We're not exactly sure if they can support life, but they're in the Goldilocks zones around these red dwarf stars and regular stars like our own sun. So it's quite possible, since these are right in our own neighborhood, basically, they're like 5 or 6 light years away, or 36 light years away exactly. No, 30 light years away. That's right in our neighborhood. I mean, yeah, 30 light years is still, you're not going to get there, like, you're going to tail a taxi cab and go over to the next Earth. But the thing is, though, they're finding more and more of these planets. And at some day, when our star runs out in 5 billion years, hopefully we've learned enough and built our technology so we can leave this planet and maybe colonize out there into outer space. But that's a long time from now. Dan, your thoughts?
Yeah, it's very cool. The interesting thing is that, you know, this is just our own galaxy. You know, mm-hmm. This is just one of countless galaxies that we can see. You know, we're unable to see individual stars mm-hmm. in the majority of the other galaxies that we can see, you know, let alone the planets. The untold billions of possible life-supporting planets in our universe is just staggering and very, very cool. If we, you know, the more we learn, I just love it. I geek out on it.
Yeah. It's cool. I just like to take this kind of story and go, see, we're not the only planet. Especially to our fundy friends. Vani, your thoughts?
That is just funny. A year and a half ago, I didn't know anything about, really, honestly, about the universe, cosmos. I didn't know how old the universe was. I didn't know that Earth was 4.5 billion years old.
And 2 days.
and that the universe is like 14 billion years old. I was one of those passive Christians in that I didn't read the book. I was just told it was true and I believed it. And I figured that man was as old as Christianity. And you know, it's just a travesty to me that so many are just uneducated, and that's just what it boils down to, you know. It's just, I find it really coincidental, though, that all these gods started cropping up right around the time man did, so. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what a coincidence.
What a coinkydink.
Yeah. That's all I got.
Okay, Eric, your thoughts?
Yeah, I think it's fantastic that we're finding all these new habitable zones, because, you know, once we finish polluting our planet, we have to have someplace else to live and go pollute.
Do you think they'll have oil there?
Yeah, word.
Well, hopefully by then we'll move on to a new type of what is it in Star Trek that they have?
Dilithium crystals.
Dilithium crystals. Hopefully by then we'll have dilithium crystals.
We'll have something. I can get into a whole litany of Star Trek lore between this generation, but I won't get into that.
But like I said, I think this is great. I always enjoy exploration, learning new things, new planets, seeing what new technologies they might have. Uh-huh. Hopefully they aren't the type of aliens who probe people. And
that's assuming there's life there. We don't know yet. I mean, if it would be really cool if it turns out that there is life there and it's civilized.
Yeah. And just seeing how, you know, I'm a big fan of cultures and learning about cultures, and I think that this would be a great learning opportunity and seeing how different things and how they live, and see if they fight each other over stupid stuff like, you know, humans do, and just go with it from there.
Yeah, that would be interesting. I mean, the thing is, though, you know, if you watch enough cartoons like I do, we might end up getting drug into a war that we're not supposed to be involved in, because they're having a battle in between their own planet or their own solar system. Who knows? I mean, that's if, you know, we find life somewhere else. But like I said, I watch way too many cartoons. let's get into our next topic. Politics, 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 politics. Now, I said earlier that a lot of our stories have a tendency to cross over, so it's gonna be like that, especially tonight. There's a lawsuit going out in Pennsylvania right now that the Senate out there, they want to make the year of the Bible. They want to make 2012 the year of the Bible, and the lawsuit is coming up against them, saying it is not only it's unlawful, but it's unconstitutional. it violates it basically it violates U.S. constitutional constitution provision and prevents the government from enacting laws respecting an establishment of religion. It's the basically the First Amendment here. The problem here is a lot of Republicans, and generally it's always Republicans, 9 times out of 10 it's Republicans pushing these kind of things through, and the Freedom from Foundation religion. The Foundation from Religion, Freedom from Religion Foundation, here in Madison, Wisconsin, wants the federal judge out there to stop publishing and distributing the resolution to rule on the state government. So, these people out there, they think that the Bible was part of our government right from the start. And it's like, no, it wasn't. But you try to explain this to these people, and it just goes in one ear, floats around, and flows out about the other one. Dan, your thoughts?
Yeah, it's people like David Barton that are leading a lot of this stuff. They are hardline right-wing Christian fundamentalists that are trying to rewrite history. They're history revisionists, mm-hmm. and it's pathetic, and they get called on their lies all the time, and... The people who fervently believe this, it doesn't matter because their mind is made up. The U.S. is a Christian nation in their mind, and nothing is going to change that. Facts don't matter.
Yeah,
and it's sad and pathetic. There is, you know, one of the lawmakers in Pennsylvania said there's no separation of church and state in the Constitution. And it's like, well, no, those words are not in there. But the concept is there in the First Amendment. And if you can't get that straight, you have no business being a state legislature.
Oh, absolutely. I agree with you there. But the problem is that these people, they just keep pushing their religion. And it just drives people. Just drives me crazy every time I watch these guys and trying to push their faith into down everybody's throats and saying, God, you know what the funniest thing is? The funniest thing out of this whole thing that's going on so far, Rick Perry and some of the other, I forgot who the other one of the other people that was in running Kane said that God told them that they need to run but they dropped out. So I'm wondering either A, they're lying, which is the most common one, or B, God is playing a practical joke on them.
Yeah, God has a twisted sense of humor.
Yes, he does.
I like that. I like that in God.
I do too. Vonnie, your thoughts?
It's just so silly. Year of the Bible. Which Bible?
Yeah, exactly. Which Bible?
I hope the other religions in America... who subscribe to different Bibles than the Christian one are paying attention to this. Like, why do the atheists and secularists always have to be the heavies? This is just silly. Even within Christianity, they wouldn't be able to agree on which Bible. They have how many? Under the same religion, they have, I've lost count how many Bibles they have.
Oh, yeah.
It's just another wingnut group kicking up dust. I can't imagine this being passed. Can you?
Yeah, and top of that, they were going to revise. It was just late last year. They were going to revise the Bible again. On top of it, like, really?
Well, that's the thing with fiction. You can just keep revising it till the cows come home. It doesn't matter.
Hell yeah. That reminds me. There was I posted this thing up on Facebook. It was one of the Psalms 127:9. It said, you know, dash your little. Joyful be the one who dashes the little children up against the rocks. And one person actually blocked me and said, because they said, who is this scumbag? This should be deleted. And it's right from their own Bible.
I know, right? Like, don't look at me. It's your book.
It's your, and they blocked me. It's like, I just reposted it.
Well, the truth hurts Packard.
Yeah, I know.
How dare you shove the truth down their throat?
Exactly. Oh, yeah, they don't like that.
You scoundrel heathen, you.
Oh, I know. I'm such a scoundrel and such a heathen. I'm such a terrible guy showing them the truth. It just drives them crazy.
I wonder if they have the how to dash heathens against the rocks.
Yeah, they had that. Then I'm sure they would have said, "Yeah, go for that, yeah." You know, but it says dash your baby. And the thing is, I have a copy of the New King James Version Bible on my iPhone, And it actually, it changes. It says just as happy, not blessed. Just as happy be the one. But it has the same basic message.
Oh, well, that makes all the difference.
Oh, yeah. Happy be the joy. It goes, happy be the one that dashes the child against the rocks. Oh, I mean, it's like, you're still dashing children against rocks.
Come on. And then you get people to say, you're not reading it in a biblical way.
Yeah. Wait for someone to tell me take that out of context.
How can you twist that?
How do you take that out of context?
I've gotten that one too. Ah, it just makes me crazy.
Yeah. Oh, I love it when they say you take it out of context. Like, really? This says this. How can you tell me how that is taken out of context? Just freaking drives me up a wall. Eric, your thoughts?
Well, I would say this. If they're going to do what they're planning on doing and make this the year of the Bible, then they have to be willing to also make other years the year of atheism or Buddhism or whatever else. And then I think it would go over a whole lot better.
The thing is, though, if they actually did that, then there would be a whole different story. But they're not going to do that because they want to shove Christianity down people's throats. They Buddhism, Muslims, atheism, it's like, oh, no, we don't want anybody else to know about those because they're spooky. We don't know anything about those. And if people think of, we had a year of atheism, oh, my gosh, people might walk away from the faith and we can't steal, I mean, get them to tithe their coffers, you know. it's just more craziness out of them. Did you have anything else you wanted to add on that?
Nope, I'm good.
All right, very good. Our next story here. Here's another one that crosses all kinds of lines. Is the senators are being asked for a federal probe to request for passwords. A lot of businesses, when you go to look for a job or whatever, and since people have a lot of Facebook accounts, they're telling people that when you go to apply for these words, oh, you got a Facebook account. Well, we'd like to have the passwords so we can look at your Facebook and see, you know, what kind of message you're sending privately or if it's blocked off so nobody else can see it unless you're a friend of them or whatever, so they can, you know, take a look around. Even Facebook has come out and said, hey, don't give your passwords away to these people. They have no right to your account. I mean, and I applaud the senators, Democrats, mind you, that are going after these people and saying, hey, this is illegal. You shouldn't be doing this. You have no business. Why don't you say, hey, why don't you hand them the key to your house and let them root around in your underwear drawer? I mean, it's the same. That's almost the same thing. Dan, your thoughts?
Yeah, it's the companies should know better than this. So many of them don't. They don't care. They think, well, we can just do whatever we want, which usually they do. I mean, you know, they're not even allowed to ask you how old you are, you know, because of laws against age discrimination, other than, you know, verifying that, you know, you're old enough to, you know, have a job in the state, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But, you know, part of Facebook's terms of service is that you can't give your password to someone.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, you're asking me to violate the terms of service of a contract that I have with someone in order to get a job with you? No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
It's inexcusable. It's like asking somebody, well, do you have a diary you keep at home? Yeah. You bring that in and let me read it and then we'll go on with the interview.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly the same thing. It's exactly the same thing because a lot of people put private photos on there and they just want to share with their friends, like them going out to the bar and having a drink and or whatever. And some people, what they're doing is they know that people are looking for them under Facebook. So what they're doing is they change their name to something completely different. So when they go looking for them, they won't find them under that name. They're like, oh, I can't find this account. Maybe they don't have a Facebook account. So
apparently the Republicans in the Senate killed the chances for this to go through, too.
Mm. Well, gee, does that surprise me? Hmm.
They all voted against it.
Yeah, because Republicans, they want to know what's in your business. I mean, in your pants. I mean, in your Facebook. It's all the same thing to them. Vonnie, your thoughts?
What business was this in particular?
Facebook.
No, that was
a lot of them.
Businesses in general. Like you're gonna go and get a job someplace, you know.
Okay. So this is just kind of a phenomenon that started. Is that?
Well, it's been going back for a few years actually. People they want you to give your Facebook account or your password so they can look around, root around in there, and see if you're doing anything that you know might not be up their company standards, you know.
I would laugh so hard in their face. Oh my goodness, but but I'm 42 years old. I'm pretty, you know, savvy, I guess, in that regard. We all know here on the call. We would all probably laugh in their face. But I do worry about the youth because
I worry about the youth often as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. It seems to me that, you know, employers aren't saints. And obviously, some are going to take advantage of employees if they can get away with it. And the youth don't seem to they're just so happy to have a job. They don't want to ruffle any feathers. They're more inclined to agree with anything their employer says. But having a 17-year-old who's just entered the workforce, I noticed a couple things when he first started a different job he doesn't have anymore. And they...
Vani?
They were having him for like 11 hours. And I'm here.
Okay, you cut out there for a minute. Sorry.
Oh, okay. And so he and I kind of browsed the labor laws, the expectations, responsibilities of both the employer and the employee. And he and I kind of went through it and you know, earmarked the bigger items and stuff. And I would just recommend to parents to really educate your kid, prepare your kid for the workforce because, it's a good chance they're going to get taken advantage if they don't know their rights and don't know that, like, they can say, no. Right? You don't be afraid to say no. I'm not going to sign that. I'm not going to divulge my personal information to you. I was hired to do a job, and I'm going to do my job. Be polite, but be firm. You know, I think we just need to prepare because that's kind of scary.
Yeah, I think what they're doing is they're trying to do this even before you even get the job. They're trying to do a pre-screen. They'll say, "Well, you can't get the job if you don't give us your Facebook account." I would say,
right?
I'm walking out. Well. Yeah, then that's your tough luck. Goodbye.
That's right. And we have to prepare our kids to take that same approach.
Yes.
Right? Yeah, definitely. Because I guarantee it's the youth that are going to get taken advantage by this.
Oh, absolutely.
For sure.
Or people who are just getting into the internet age for the first time. And they they're like, I can do this Facebook thing here, but I need to get a job. And so I can, you know, because I work with a lot at the company I work for. They hire a lot of older people.
Right.
Because
and same category. You're right.
Yeah, and they want to contact their grandsons and their granddaughters, and I got this on the Facebook, and my daughter got me this computer so I could talk to them, and if something happens,
that's right. And if they want the job, they might be inclined to just bend a little or cave a little, and it's not good. Just taking advantage of people. Jeez.
Yeah, exactly. It's not right. It's not right. Eric, your thoughts?
Hold on, I got lost.
You got lost?
I got lost. Passwords. Okay. Yeah, I don't... You know, when this story came up, it's kind of unsettling because it's really nobody's business what you do. And if companies really want to know about you, all they have to do is Google you. And they can find all kinds of stuff because people aren't – unfortunately, some people don't put the privacy settings on. And I think that that's more of an issue than anything because, you know, it's like there are a lot of things you don't want businesses or even companies. I mean, think about me, for example. You know, I have to be very careful the type of image I portray to the public because I can lose my job because I deal with children.
Absolutely. There's a lot of places that they seriously discriminate. There was a lady that, as I recall reading, there was a lady, she was, they fired her for being sexy. And she was a teacher, and some mothers or some parents said, or most likely the mothers, said, well, she's too good looking. She should be fired.
Now, you see, I don't know about that because that sounds a little fishy to me. I'm not saying it can't happen, but it might be.
No, it happens. It actually happened.
Public school.
I'll find you the link and I'll send it to you.
But the only reason why I'm saying it, and that's why I'm saying it could be either at a, I don't know if it's at a public or private because they run under different guidelines. If it's at a public school, then you have to deal with tenure and and certain guidelines. You can't just up and fire someone. So if it happened anywhere, it's going to be in a private school, at which point they can do whatever they want.
Right.
But like I said, so I don't – you know, this is an invasion of privacy. I'm very saddened that they're – if what you say is true about the Republicans not voting for it, mm-hmm. which I'm wondering because this is how all politics works nowadays. It's like if the Democrats don't – if the Democrats want it, the Republicans have to be against it. Mm-hmm. You know, and sometimes instead of doing something right for the general public, they don't. I just can't see why it's important for employers and stuff like that to have your passwords and things of that sort. Whenever they can find whatever they want about you on Google easily.
Yeah. That is if you actually put your profile out on the on Google. I mean, if you Google – I've done this. I Googled my real name. And no pictures of me show up anywhere. But you Google Packard Sonic, I'm all over the place. Shows my real face, shows my atheist tag, the whole nine yards. But very few people know both. A handful at best. And they're not going to be ratting me out anytime soon. So I'm not worried about that. So, but you got a point there, Eric. It's going to be kind of tough, you know.
Give me the news.
A woman was at the Apple store, and she went to walk out the door. And this was in Canada. And because if you've ever been to an Apple store, the whole front is just glass. They, you know, Apple has made this big stink about how the tables have got to be set up just right. The stores have got to be just so. And they've got this glass over the front of the store, and it looks really pretty, but this lady, she was 83 years old, and she goes to walk out the door, but she forgets that the door is like in the center of the room there, and she goes to walk out the side, and bam, smashes her head right into the glass and breaks her nose. So she's suing she's suing Apple for $1 million for a broken
what?
Nose. Yeah, she's I. No, I'm sorry. This was out in out in the middle of Long Island. I'm sorry, or at least the photograph that's posted there is. I can't believe it. It was hilarious. I saw that. I was like, oh, you gotta be kidding me. That's something you would put on America's Funniest Home Video. Put it on America's Home Video and win your million dollars. Don't sue for it. Dan, your thoughts?
Well. Think of it is Apple could very well face some liability over this.
Really? You think?
Oh yeah, definitely. Huh. I remember years ago they have their adhesive-backed aluminum plates about 3 inches square mm-hmm. That you could buy to put on your sliding glass doors so that it would be right in front of your face. If you were walking toward that glass door, because this happens frequently. If the glass is very clean, if you're not paying very good attention, you walk right into it. And it's dangerous. And especially in a situation like this particular Apple store, where the front of the store is basically nothing but a huge sheet of glass. And I'm sure they keep it squeaky clean, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I was in Madison last year, or the year before, rather, and they had the Apple store down there, and the glass is like you could almost look like you could reach through it, but it was that clean. Vonnie, your thoughts?
Wow, you make a good point, Dan. That's true. I mean, you do have to make it safe. I don't understand, though, because the doors have an actual handle across the door, so I don't know. Maybe it blended in.
I think she just forgot. I mean, if you look at the video, it's not like some of the
sure.
store that they
got
the columns in the middle.
Oh, sweet! I gotta watch that.
Yeah, you'll find it at a link at packetpokes@wordpress.com when the show posts. But the stores I've seen, they have like columns right in the middle, and that you know where the exit is. On this particular store, the whole thing was glass. So,
yeah, I was going to say, like, the one that I go to, and I mean, I've only seen the one that I go to, but it's the doors, yeah, they have the handle is long enough that, like, it goes across the door. So, generally speaking, I think the door's even open. But anyway, they have decals as well on the glass, depending, like, sometimes it'll be seasonal or sometimes it'll be promotional decals.
Oh, decals.
Yeah, sure. So, yeah. So, yeah. Maybe,
you can have decals if you want to, I suppose.
I think Dan makes a point, though. Maybe that's why they do it here. I just never gave it a thought, but maybe that's why they do it, to take that extra precaution, liability precaution. Who knows?
Yeah, it's very possible. That's very possible. Eric, your thoughts?
Okay, so I'm gonna take a slightly different approach to it. First of all, I think that she was in the store when she happened, so she has to kind of know where the door is to begin with, to be inside the store.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that, you know, I think we need to get to a point where we take personal responsibility on ourselves. You know, it's like I get tired of I feel as though this is a frivolous lawsuit of someone trying to make money. You know, oh, I didn't see the glass. Well, you had to walk in the building somehow. You know, yeah. There's glass there. You know, it's like, I don't know. I just, and if you can't tell that glass is there, then maybe you shouldn't have been in the store to begin. I don't know. I'm just, like, do you see what I'm saying?
That if she's 83, I can't help but think that she's got a son in the background or, you know, a family member of some kind thinking, hey, we could sue Apple for some money. You know, 83-year-old lady, come on. I don't know. It seems unlikely to me. I'm not saying it's impossible that that could happen, but they're only suing at this point. It's not like they've actually won the lawsuit, right?
Yeah. No, you know Apple's going to appeal.
Oh yeah.
$1 million, even if the judge gave them $1 million, say, "Okay, you can have $1 million." You know Apple's going to appeal, and they'll knock it down to $5. Or a free iPhone. They'll say, yeah. "Well, we'll see. You know what? We'll settle out of court. We'll give you an iPad, an iPhone, a nice little laptop. And then you get on the internet, and we'll get you free service for this, and they're gonna go, ooh, you know."
I just sure hope that this. I mean, I'm gonna say it. I don't mean anything against elderly people, but here's probably this nice old lady, right? And I hope she's not being taken advantage by a family member. I don't know. You know what people are like, right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Eric, did you get your thoughts in on this? Or?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. All right. No problem. I just want to be sure we covered all the bases there. Our next story here is a – and I love this story. I was hoping my producer would let me cover this one. Out in Minnesota – a school squashed a senior's porn star prom date. He apparently got on Twitter, and he's 18 years old, which is legal. Last time I checked, 18 is legal. He gets on to Twitter, and he tweets like to this porn star that happens to be on Twitter like over 70 times, trying to send her an invitation to, hey, you know, I've got this prom going on. Hey, would you join me for my prom? You know, 70 times. And this lady, she's like, oh, well, you know what? I never went to my school prom, so I really couldn't turn it down. And the school said, no, because she's a porn star. If it had been the Queen of England or, you know, or let's say the president's daughter or the president's wife, just, you know, hey, we'll just do this as a lark. They would have said, sure, but it's a porn star. No. You can't do that. But you know what? The thing is, if he did get the chance to walk in there with a porn star, you know the things that he would be going, I wouldn't want to say looks, but the it's a guy thing. You know, they'd be going, hey, you really
dude,
hit a
hole. Coolest ever.
Yeah, coolest dude ever in school. Your name is going to be put on a plaque in the middle of the school, and it's going to be written in gold, and it's going to stay there forever. Dan, your thoughts?
Yeah, it's you know, pretty obvious why, you know, they're citing their reason that it's, you know, it's part of school policy that they can bar a visitor if it's, quote, not in the best interest of students, employees, or the school district, or it substantially disrupts the orderly operation of school or school activities. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's a complete judgment call for them, because like you said, if it had been, you know, what if it had been Chelsea Clinton if she was still single? And, you know, that would have definitely represented a substantial disruption to the orderly operation of the school. Mm-hmm. But they sure would have allowed that.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, it's just typical, you know, they don't like what she does. So that's enough for them. They don't care about anything else.
Exactly. And it's a form of bigotry. It's a job-based bigotry. Some people don't like people because they're strippers or they're coal miners or whatever. But, you know, or whatever job they decide to discriminate against. And she even said, hey, it's not like I was going to show up butt-ass naked. I was going to have a nice prom dress and be real pretty and everything. I mean, how is that going to disrupt anything, really? Vonnie, your thoughts.
So, yeah. Note, when inviting a porn star to your prom, don't broadcast it until after the prom.
I will remember that. I'll take some notes, and in my next life, since, well, Twitter should be around by that time, I will make sure that I remember to take that one with me.
I mean, somebody would have told us. Sold. Probably what happened was he told all his buddies, like you said, and their buddies ran home and told their mom.
Uh-huh.
And mom and dad called the school and said, hell no.
Yeah. You know what's funny is that, at some point in somebody's reunion, someone will be a porn star and they get to bar them from coming to their reunion. Hey, I went to the school. I mean, hey, I graduated from here. It's my reunion. Are you going to tell me I can't go? Because I'm a porn star? I mean, more people have seen me naked than you, obviously, you know. Oh, it's just so funny.
On a side note, kudos to him, hey?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to say. It's like, I wanted to give this guy a high five. Yeah.
Yeah,
you
got to love resistance.
And, you know, the thing is, though, I'll say this right now. If he was underage, if he was still underage, 17, 16, sure, completely inappropriate.
Yeah.
But he's 18.
Yeah, and I don't think she had intentions of, you know, humping half the men there.
No. She
probably had innocent intentions, too. Here's this kid who's, like, practically begging, right?
Uh-huh.
And she thought, oh, he's probably a cute kid. I'll make his day, sure. I mean, it was probably so innocent, but
yeah,
he made the mistake of broadcasting it to his buddies. That's my hunch.
Yeah. Well, they probably found him on Twitter, and he saw that she said yes. So
oh, yeah,
they,
exactly.
It's, you know, it was most likely that's what happened. So
yeah, and then the school was flooded with phone calls from parents saying that better not happen. Me, me, me.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, but he's 18. You know what? That's like the it's an unrelated story, but they still blocked these two women from going to their prom because they wanted to go together because they were lesbians, and they said that the prom was going to be held at another time, and they held it somewhere else, and they didn't tell them, and they got blocked out. There was a whole lawsuit about that, but it's a little different, but it's a whole prom story related thing, but it's kind of funny. Eric, what are your thoughts on this since you're in the school district and all that?
Yeah. As awesome as it is, I do think it is inappropriate for school for the simple reason that this. Yes, he's 18, and by all means, he can do what he wants to do. But the issue is that whenever you go to prom, you don't just have 18-year-olds at prom. You have anywhere between 18 to 14, depending on who's invited and who's asked.
Mm.
And that's a lot of different children, a lot of different things. You have parents who may – you know, even though it's a profession and, you know –
she wasn't gonna show up, but she wasn't gonna show up naked, and most of these people most likely not gonna probably not even know who she is.
You still have kind of like a stigma to it, so to speak. You know, I mean, it's just I'm trying to think of a way to express it, but you know, it's like I said, it's one of these things. Like I'm trying to think of a different job, and you know, I guess the thing is like you said, you know, we're talking different caliber. Yeah, mm-hmm. If you invited Chelsea Clinton or any of Obama's daughters or the Bush twins, you know, it really wouldn't. The school would be very, very happy because it gives them a positive image amongst the school. But mm-hmm. once you start talking about this, you know, you have a lot of things involved. You have a lot of kids who go, and I don't know. I feel it's tacky for her to go. You know, I think it's more tacky.
She said she didn't get a chance to go to her school prom, and this kid, he was sincere. He wanted to just, you know, it's not like they were going to bring a film crew and say, hey, we're going to do our next
portrait. They might not
have
brought a film crew or anything like that, but you better believe the news would have been there.
Maybe. If they, the thing is, we've discussed this on the show.
Have to remember, you know, this is school. It's an institution of learning. And the thing is that – and here's the discussion. Whenever you have someone like Chelsea Clinton or any of that stuff, you know, there's almost like a small learning element, because, I mean, it's like the president's daughter. You know, mm-hmm. You don't get an opportunity like that every day. And I'm not saying you get an opportunity.
Well, some people don't get the chance.
But, I mean, it's not like, you know, it's almost – should we – if an 18-year-old wants to bring a 35-year-old man onto a campus as a date, should we allow that?
People do it. They're called – they say, hey, I can't get a date. I bring my mother. You know,
I have not heard of that.
You've never heard that joke? That people go around the schools and say
it may be a joke, but do they actually do it?
I don't know. It's probably, who knows? It's probably happened.
You know, I would bet you odds.
I would bet you odds.
Not saying it doesn't, but I haven't seen it.
Okay, know? I would.
But let's say it's just some random person. No, not a parent, but some random person. Should we allow that?
I don't. What if it was an uncle or a relative?
I'm not talking about uncle, because this isn't a family member.
What if it's a friend? What if it's a friend of the family? Someone who's thought of as an uncle, but not necessarily an uncle or blood relation, and they had no other one to take them.
So you would allow a 30-some-odd-year-old person onto a campus? Remember, we're talking about anywhere between 18 to 14-year-olds.
No. First of all, he's 18. He's not going she was not going to go out there. She was not
14, 15, and 16, and 17-year-olds.
Most people's proms, as I understand it, is for the people of the graduating class. There's not going to be a 14-year-old. There's not going to be a 15-year-old.
Because they will sometimes ask a sophomore or a freshman to prom. So you do have those kids.
I've never seen a 14-year-old. I don't see very often freshmen or seniors that are 14 years old. It's very rare.
Wait, say that again?
I said you don't see 14-year-old seniors and freshmen at
you don't
high
see 14-year-old freshmen. I mean, there will be – yes, it happens. I'm telling you. My first prom, I was a sophomore in high school, and I went to a junior.
How old were you at the time?
15.
All right. Well – my daughter, who's 14, she's gonna be 15 this year. She'll be 15. She'll be at the high school for the first time. She'll be a freshman. But I mean, I don't think I don't know if they allow freshmen for proms. I mean, isn't prom just for the
every school is different. So I can speak about my area, but I can't speak about every single school.
Okay, that's fair.
And it is possible for it to happen. I've seen it happen. I know it's happened. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, it's a very big deal for a freshman whenever they get invited, but it is possible. And you know, it's like, and that's the questions that we have to ask. If we start with this, mm-hmm. if we allow this to happen, what other cans of worms are we opening? And you know, like I said, he's 18. If after prom he wants to take her out to dinner and do all that, go for it, dude. 100%.
But that's not the dinner and afterward. It's the event of going to the prom to be out there to socialize and dance with your friends. That's the whole idea of the prom. It's not the stuff that happens after the prom that's important, because after you leave the prom, it's over with. A prom is for most people is a memory, okay, and that's something that they really cherish.
And what a memory that would be.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm with you there. That would be – hey, I was 18. I had a porn star to dance with me, and she would have probably kissed him on the cheek and said goodnight, and that would have been it.
Yeah.
There was nothing more than – I'm sure he was not going to expect or want more. Just the fact that, you know, the fact that he just was able to take someone who's a star, but it's in the field of pornography.
It's in a field that most people don't even know about or should know about yet, even though they most probably do, but that's beside the point.
Well, we talked about last week how they were doing stuff in the front of the bus, and they were 8 years old, remember?
Yeah.
See, well, and know, that's obviously the education or the information's out there, and try to tell people it doesn't exist.
You know, coming from a school district, you know, you have to be very careful about the image you portray, what you allow and what you don't allow. It's just like this, you know, what if someone would want to bring someone from, let's say, you know, I always pick on this group of people because it's so easy, want to bring someone from the Westboro Church. Would you be okay with that? Would you feel that's acceptable?
Well, you know what? They would have every right. They would have a right to be. What's that?
Because they're mean.
No, they are mean.
She's just a porn star. She would have showed up allow, in a nice dress, mind your business. You have business, to allow all.
That's what we were talking
about. Had some punch.
What's that, Bunny?
I just don't know that that's a fair comparison because she was just – she's just at the end of the day, a porn star is her job. It's not like she was going to go there and, you know, start stripping or something. She was just going there as a guest, and she was probably going to have a time.
What if they say, Westboro as a guest?
Are mean.
Yeah, those people are mean.
What if they say, I'm going as a guest? You can't – if you don't restrict one, I mean, it's one of those things.
No, but what I'm saying is your comparison isn't quite fair, though, because no one would have even known had he not broadcasted it.
Right. If she had – let's say
– I think you would know if Westboro showed up.
Oh, yeah, because they have the God hates whatnot. Whatever, you know.
Yeah, God hates proms.
Yeah, God hates proms. That's what they walk in there. They dance. They probably dance around with a sign in their hands. God hates proms. You know. Yeah,
well, I mean, what you're saying, Eric, but I just don't know that she meant any harm, and I'm not sure.
No, I'm not saying she did. And look, like I said, you know, if it was a college event, I'd be like, go for it, dude. You have every single right to do it.
Yeah, but isn't it true that at proms,
this is on a high school level?
With a ton of different children
of different age groups. And, you know, you have to understand we are protectors of the children. We have to be very careful. And even though you may be okay with your child having that experience, other people, you know, may not be okay with
just because she does, you know, just because she's.
It wasn't like they hired a stripper.
Right.
I understand. Well, then it's his fault for broadcasting. And like you say, he should have kept his mouth shut.
And now
it's out in the open. And now this.
But Vonnie made a valid point. It's just her job. It's just a job. If someone had gone there and was a police officer, I mean, that's just their job. That's not defining who they are. That's just their job.
Yeah.
I drive a truck. That's just my job. That's not who I am.
Yeah.
So if we let her in, and let's make this comparison. Let's say someone wants to bring a call girl or a hooker to a school dance. Is that okay?
There's a big difference there. What this girl does,
videotape the other one
is
not.
No, what this girl does is perfectly legal.
Right.
Yeah. What if it's in Nevada? It's legal in Nevada.
If it's in Nevada, no problem.
Yeah.
Hey,
that's legal in Nevada.
I think y'all get into a very
in parts of Nevada. It's not legal actually inside Vegas. You have to go out of town.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess
not like I know this or anything, but yeah.
Yeah, did you get your VI pass though? No, I'm just kidding.
You know, I guess this may be just one of those things where we're just going to have to disagree on it. It's just I think you're entering into very murky things, and I've seen too many things where it's like if you allow one, you have to allow others.
Oh yeah, well, I realize exactly where you're coming from on this, but I think it's part of an endemic problem that we have in that we're still a society that's very uptight about sex.
Yes. I think that's what it boils down to. Yeah. If she had gone in there, let's say that the woman wasn't a sex worker, or not sex worker, but a porn star. Let's say she was a police officer. Do you think that the school would have had an objection if this woman was a police officer?
Yeah, they wouldn't have known, just like they wouldn't have known she was a porn star. She would have showed up in a dress, had some punch.
Right? Yeah. Unless someone spiked it, in which case, you know, then she would have taken out her gun and started shooting that.
And I guess the hard thing is, you know, every district's different and they have different policies. And I'm sure there are things that are being talked about in the back that we don't know. We're just getting the upfront side of the story, which is kid brings porn star to school. Should that be allowed? The reality of the situation, there's so many things that happen in the background that I can't even begin to tell you. And that you have to look at, you have to consider. And like I said, you know, it's not – we can't just focus in on one kid. We have to focus in on the well-being of all kids. And even though that nothing bad more than likely would happen, there's still going to be kind
of
like –
this would have been a bunch of teenage boys with boners. Seriously.
Yeah. Wow. I know who you're – she looks like naked.
I think that made a lot of girls
down there very jealous because all their guys would be staring at her and not them. And that, I think that's part of the problem too.
Very big difference in what you can do as far as a college level and high school, just like I think there's a very big difference as far as high school versus middle school. And even though he is an adult, he is technically an adult, and personally to me, I don't care what he does, you know, by the time you're 18. I think that there's a very – you still have to remember that he isn't the only one attending this, and that they do have younger people whose parents may not
but
be okay.
But she wasn't
going to
go naked. She wasn't going to do anything illegal.
I know, but it's still something that
– they might not even have known she was a she was a porn star. Might not even have known.
It's like anything. You know, it's like whenever whenever you find these teachers messing around with these little kids –
and there's been a lot. There has been those.
There has
too.
Been a lot, you know. But every time it's the same situation.
So there, all right, let me put. Let me ask you this, Eric. Let me ask you this: if a teacher has had relations, man or woman, has had sex with a student, should they be allowed to go to the prom?
Well, actually, that's a very interesting question because we did have a in my state there is a situation where a teacher was dating a 19-year-old student in high school. And, you know, that's that. And personally, it's one of those things where it's kind of like frowned upon.
Uh-huh.
You know, if you're of age, if you're 18, technically you can. They are the legal age. And the only thing that's separating them from.
I'm not even talking legal age here, Eric. You keep throwing out these 14, 15 year, 16 year olds, 17 year olds. They're underage. Is it still a good idea to let that teacher there because she's had an affair with one of her students, and she's still got to be around all these minors?
No, I would say no.
Okay, all right, very good.
I would definitely say no for that.
All right, at least you're consistent.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's like you just don't do that. Just like if, you know, if – and like I said, I guess it's just because of you know, dealing with this all day and seeing the things that I see and knowing the things I know, you know, this is something that I have to side with the school on. You know, you even though, you know, nothing bad would have happened, there is more to it than just, you know, oh, you know, they should allow it because he's 18 and, you know, she's not going to do anything and we're all uptight about sex. There's more to it than just that.
Well, I wish I could
better explain it, but
I think a big part of it boils down to sex. But we should get moving on because we're gonna lose Vonnie here in about 10 minutes or less here. So we got to get moving. Let's get into our next topic.
Yeah.
Now, there is a group that think that a spaceship crash landed in France and it's supposedly upside down. Now, what does it have to do with religion? Well, because this is the year 2012, and if you haven't heard, the apocalypse is going to happen in December 21st of this year. So they think that if they go there and they're going to hide out in the spaceship, they're going to be saved. It's really ridiculous. I've seen some of the footage that they got. It looks like something darted into a mountain, but it's not. You can't really make much out of it. But the thing is, though, I just can't understand why people think that some UFO just land just for a few of you who happen to see it and just happen to have the money to go out to and climb this mountain. You're going to be able to find a spaceship to hide in on December 21st. I got news for you. Nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to happen. Anybody want to take bets? I'll put you down for any amount of money you want. Bet that something's going to happen on December 21st that the end of the world ends. If I'm wrong and the world ends, well, I don't have to pay you either way. So I win either way. Dan, your thoughts?
More crazy people. It's new age crazy people this time. They're talking about how this mountain emits special magnetic waves. And it's like, well, you know, if there's any magnetite in the ground around, it probably would, you know. But it's just ridiculous stuff that has no basis in reality whatsoever.
Yeah.
There are rumors that François Mitterrand was transported by helicopter onto the peak of the mountain, that Nazis and that Israel's Mossad had special mysterious digs going on around there and stuff. It's just really bizarre stuff. Just really, really out there, crazy people.
Yeah. You know,
they're looking for something to make their life special, I guess.
And it says here over 100,000 people plan to make a pilgrimage, probably to their final one, to this upside down mountain. People are just sad. They can't draw on anything else in life. They gotta cling on to something that's just so not based in reality. It's just really sad. Vonnie, your thoughts?
Crazy. Ay, ay. So, okay, let me get this straight. Because if the mothership is coming, I want to go, okay? Please save me.
As long as they don't have anybody that's religious there, then I'll go with them too.
Could you get worse? Oh my goodness, I won't even ask. So apparently this is going to land on the 21st, is that right?
No, it's actually, they say it's out in this mountain. They say it's upside down, it's crashed. So they're going to hide out in this UFO.
Oh, has anyone actually seen this?
Well, there's some video, of this mountain peak, and they think it's an upside down UFO or something.
Is there
like
a video of the actual spaceship?
I don't think so.
Do they know it's from space?
I don't know.
I love conspiracies. I don't know if conspiracy theories have always been rampant as they are these days, and we just have never really known it because we haven't had the luxury of the internet. I sometimes think the internet works against us because you get people looking at these things on YouTube and they're rallying together. And you know what that's like, right? Like after three or four people start nodding their heads, now you're starting to get a clan of all kinds of stuff like religion and whatnot. The conspiracy theories out there these days just blows my mind. But like I say, maybe they were always out there, but we just didn't see so many of them because...
It's just a big bunch of crazy. The thing is, in the video, it looks like there's some kind of dot. Looks like it's coming up around the mountain.
Clearly, it's from space.
Oh yeah, it's got to be from space. What it most likely is? It's probably known as a sun dog.
Exactly. It's just that people, I think, I don't know. We're so impressionable. We really are. I tweeted about a friend of mine who is fairly certain that the governments are trading, swapping people for technology because that's the only way to explain, how our technology has advanced so rapidly in the last 70 years.
What? Wait, what? Stay there. Wait. All right. We give you a cure for cancer. You give us 500 people. Is this what they're saying?
Oh, it gets better.
Oh.
The example I got was the iPhone.
The what? The iPad?
The iPhone, the iPad. The technology that we have that's just like so grown and advanced so rapidly. And it was quite the conversation. And I have to tell you, because I fully respect this friend of mine, it was really hard to keep a straight face and have a respectful conversation about it because we have kind of a deal that nobody laughs at each other. Like you hear the person out. So then I'm trying to hear this one and I can tell that she's fairly convinced and it's a big conspiracy thing. You can find the video for it on YouTube.
Yeah.
And that's where she first saw it, and all the other clips, that's where she found it on YouTube. And this is the thing, these conspiracy things are just cropping up everywhere on YouTube and people get into it. And then of course you have the comments underneath the video, right? So now you have five or six people saying, yeah, it must be true.
It's got to be true. It's on YouTube.
Here's my motto. Do you have proof? If not, just okay. You're entitled to believe whatever you want, but until you have proof.
I between the Godfathers and the people who are searching for UFOs, at least I agree with Bionic Dance on this one. She has more respect for the people who have the UFO fetish because at least they're out trying to prove their point and they're not trying to change the laws to make everybody else believe that the UFOs are real. So I'll give her. She's got a clear point on that.
Well, exactly, and I mean the ironic part. Well, to me, at least, she didn't seem to find the irony in it, but I did because she doesn't. She doesn't say, "Oh, all religions are wrong" or anything like that. She doesn't, but she doesn't believe religions. You know, she's agnostic, I guess, in the way that
she's an atheist. No, she is an atheist. She's come on, said it.
Sure, I don't cancel something out. I can't cancel out either.
Right.
But she does see the ridiculousness in religions, and yet, though,
yeah,
was perfectly logical, I guess. So I just think it's funny, the human mind, right? We're so impressionable.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Eric, your thoughts?
Go for it, hippies.
Should we get
just don't drink the Kool-Aid. That's the only thing I got to tell
y'all. Yeah, someone in the chat room was pointing out how the Heaven's Gate cult with the Hale-Bopp comet. That was a spectacular view of that comet. And my kids were very young at the time. I wish I would have had some way to record it because it was just beautiful. And you could see that thing in the night sky, and it was just gorgeous. But I mean, yeah, just don't drink the Kool-Aid. Do you have anything else you want to add on that, Eric?
Nope, I'm done.
Okay. next story here, and before we lose Vonnie altogether, do you need to go out now, Vonnie, or do you got time for a few more minutes?
I think I have time. I think I have time.
Okay. There's a woman out in, let's see here, out in Texas, and you said last week there's something wrong with the water in Texas, and there certainly is. This woman, it said in the video she was not, she didn't have a mental disorder. She was perfectly fine. She had been reading her Bible and suddenly decided that because of what she read in the Bible, that her son needed to be relieved of his demons because the boy wasn't living up to what she thought the Bible wanted. So she slit the boy's throat and then stomped on his chest and collapsed his chest. I mean, the boy is. It doesn't say how old the boy was. Just is a boy. They put him in a medically induced coma because he had life threatening injuries, but he's in a stable condition at the Herman Hospital or Memorial Herman Hospital. She stated that they are a Christian family. They were reading the Bible, and she realized that he was infested with demons, and she had to get rid of him. These people, religion. I've said this before, religion poisons everything. Oh, no, it says he's 5 years old. I don't understand these people. Really do not understand these people. Dan, your thoughts?
Yeah, it's a typical case because this kind of thing happens way too often. If it happens at all, it's way too often. You know, obviously this woman is mentally ill. Mm-hmm. Which is not itself the big problem here. The problem is whatever particular religious group she's a part of, if she is a part of any particular group, uh-huh. We don't know that from the article here, some more conservative religious groups tend to shine a very poor light on mental health. Mm-hmm. Getting help for mental illness.
Right.
And, you know, that, if you're having thoughts like this, it's the devil tempting you. You just need to pray harder, sort of thing. And instead of actually going and seeking medical help for what very could well be a treatable mental illness. Mm-hmm. And it's very sad. And at points like this, it's to the point where it's criminal.
Yeah.
You know, did she have a minister telling her not to go get help for something?
Yeah.
Or a family member?
Yeah.
They're just as culpable in this as anyone else.
Oh, absolutely. I agree there. And she said the investigator said the lady, her name is Spurlock, made a confession and is aware of what she did, and she did not show any signs of remorse. And she said, I said that part already. It says, the investigators, she's very religious. Her Facebook is filled with Bible verses and religious pictures. So she's probably very aware of what she did, and she knows what she did. So it was not mental illness. It was the infection of a religion that basically had prompted all this. Fonny, your thoughts?
Oh, I'm so sick to my stomach. Wow. where is this woman now?
She's in jail.
Good. Good. So when did this happen then? If she's in jail now, that must have been a couple of years ago. Sorry.
No, this happened. This story came out on the 19th.
And she's in jail already?
And she's in jail. This story came out on the 19th. She had apparently done it, probably did it on the 18th or 17th. And that's when the story, when it broke the big news wire. So
I'm with Dan. I would really like to know what religious cult she was associated with specifically, because that kind of information is just as important as the fact of what she did.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, because
that idea was planted in her head.
Yeah, well, she said she was reading the Bible and that she got it from the Bible.
Well, I don't know if that. I know there are sacrifices mentioned, and that is my biggest issue with religion. Is it that it's that's just such a nasty book, and it can be interpreted so many different ways. What's the word I'm looking for?
Interpreted.
Interpreted. Yeah. So many different ways, and this just happens, as Dan said, all too often.
Yeah.
I saw a man on Anderson not long ago. Some of you may have caught the episode where a pastor of a Christian affiliation is just making a killing. Sadly, people just fall for this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He's making a killing going around releasing demons.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about this guy.
Yes, and not only that, he has two daughters and their one friend, all teenage girls.
Oh, yeah, I heard about
this. Who are now apprentices. And they're releasing demons well.
I just know there's a demon in that one. I just can just see it.
They have an online survey you can take for like $10. you can get a cross for like $100. Anderson just put him to the grill. I was so proud of Anderson, actually.
I think because, you mentioned it before.
Yeah, there was he gave it to him straight. And sadly, right, because they use their religion justifies it, and because there's the freedom of religion, he's permitted to do this. And that's this lady who knows, right?
Yeah.
She could have. It's everywhere. It's awful.
Yeah, it really is. And they said Child Protective Services, they had no history of problems with the family either. So, and there was no other children at home. So, there's all kinds of weird things probably going on here. It's just...
Well, it doesn't have to even be any more dysfunctional other than the fact that she was part of a religious cult.
Mm-hmm.
And she believed this, and she was it was being reinforced, right?
Mm-hmm.
Consistently, she probably had certain passages from the Bible that she drew from that justified the means.
Yep.
And, the human mind is pretty impressionable, I must say, and that's all it takes. She could have been a perfectly normal person without the indoctrination of religion.
Yeah, well, probably. Who knows? But, you know, like, I may have mentioned this last week. You said somebody wanted to buy a bridge or say people are so impressionable and they on your Twitter there, and I said, well, I don't want to buy another bridge, you know, but...
Yeah.
But anyway, do you need to go right now or?
No, I'm still okay.
Okay, very good. Eric, your thoughts?
Well, you know, I'm not going to say that religion is the 100% cause, because crazy is going to do crazy, and it can happen at any time. And you know, if it wasn't this, it might have been something else that set her off. But I think this is a horrible incident that child services should be called in. The kid should be taken away. Hopefully he survives this experience. And I mean, I just think it's tragic. Like
Eric, I have to disagree with you. I have to disagree with you.
Well, you can disagree with me. That's okay.
Because she says she stated that we are a very Christian family, and she was reading from the Bible with him, the child, and realized he was infested with demons and he had to release these demons from him.
That's I understand that, and I'm not saying
I don't want to say that's not if you, that's not religion is the basis of this. I don't know what is.
But how do you know it's not some type of chemical imbalance that just happened right then and there?
I mean, 45 okay, years old. So, it's kind of late in the game to be getting a chemical imbalance problem.
But here's the thing: sometimes things happen that that out of the blue with some of this stuff. People who seem normal one day, and then all of a sudden they wake up and they have some type of disability. Yeah, but
she was completely when they talked to her, she confessed to it. She said she knew what she did. She mm-hmm. she knew she was she did not have show any emotion over this. She goes, I know what I did. I did this because I did this on purpose, basically. I don't think this is one of those instances like with the lady who just suddenly just starts going flipping out at the student thing there. This woman, she was calm, she was collected, and she knew what she did.
Okay. You know, but I still say, regardless, it's a very tragic event.
I will agree with you there. It's a very tragic event.
It's very tragic. It's very, I don't know. I feel horrible for this kid. And, you know, I think the most horrible thing is, what's this going to do to him long term?
That's if he survives.
If he survives, you know, how's this? I mean, your mom tried to kill you. I mean, how do you deal with that? How do you relate to that? You know, thinks that, you know, you're full of demons. I just couldn't imagine, and I think this kid needs a whole lot of counseling.
You know, the thing is, the only thing I would say that it wasn't religion, if she thought he was full of beans and she was going to put him in a bean masher and make sure to get the beans out, that's a sure sign of crazy. But when we say people, oh, they were going to get the demons out, then we give it a pass.
I'm not giving it a pass. I mean, it's still an excuse, I'm not giving it a pass. What I'm saying is that woman went crazy, you know,
mm-hmm.
and regardless of what it is to me, and I guess maybe that's what it is. Whenever we do a lot of these religion stories, and even though some of them do use excuses, and there are times where, yes, you know, religion is the problem.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes to me, it just feels like, you know, we're saying, oh, it's religion that's doing this. And it's like, no, it's just a crazy person doing this. Or it's just a child molester who so happens to be a priest who's doing this. You know, what we need to do is we need to find the child molesters and get them out of the convict, you know?
Yeah. I like what Random Access in the chat room says. He says, religion is like a drug. Use with care.
Yeah. Well, you know, and it isn't like – religion isn't the cause of what happened here. Religion exacerbated a bad situation.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you. I think that's what I'm trying to get across.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that would I would agree with you more on that respect. But I mean, it was a catalyst in the event. It was a big catalyst.
And you know, and even though I know there are a whole bunch of Christians, so it's kind of easy to pinpoint a little bit more. But you know, it's like at the end, you know, most of the people who I talk to on a regular basis who are Christian, you know, I don't find them doing stuff like this. You know, it's kind of like Are there school shootings at every school that we have? No, it's a rare occasion, but when it happens, it's a big deal.
Well, yeah,
you know. So obviously. I mean, it's like I don't know. It's
you send your kids to school not to learn, not to get shot. I mean,
well, yeah, and it is a big deal when it happens, and you know, we shouldn't try and stop it. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, you know, if we listen to the media, then every, you know, whenever the Columbine shootings happen, whenever we listen to media, every kid who has a trench coat on, oh my God, they must have a gun on them. You know, and that's not the case. Now, it was an isolated.
You mean like wearing a hoodie?
Like wearing a hoodie. Every kid who wears a
hoodie. Is obviously a vagabond and a vagabond and whatever. And they're going to be they're so evil because they're wearing a hoodie.
Or it might be the fact that he's walking around looking peculiar, not really going in a direction. Like I saw.
Yeah, he was trying to cover himself because it was raining outside. Yeah, that's really peculiar.
Wow.
I love just dancing in the rain. I just, hey, just get my head all wet. You know, I put on a hat too. I mean, many people do. I would say over 90% of the population, when it's raining outside, they put something on their head. Some people don't care. That would be the other 10%.
There's other behaviors that you got to look at as well. And I don't know enough about to really go into it, but you know, there are other behaviors, you know, just putting the hood on may not be it.
Yeah.
You know.
But it's still religion was definitely a catalyst in this event.
Yes, it was a catalyst. I would say that it was a catalyst, but I don't think it's like to blame.
Well, I would. It was,
and when we could be different on. I understand we're not going to agree on it.
No, we're not going to agree on this.
That's why I'm on the show, is to be the dissenting opinion.
We like our whipping boy. And you do a good job of it too, Eric.
Oh, thank you so much.
You are very welcome. Whoa. And our funny tweet comes from N2 Horsen, and she has made a reappearance on the show tonight for her funny tweet. It says, "I am addicted to placebos. I could quit, but it wouldn't matter."
Wow. Hey, placebos work sometimes, just so you know. Not very often, but sometimes they do show positive gains.
Yeah, well, that's all mind over body, mind over matter thing. But the thing is, you know, it's like I could quit if I want to, but it wouldn't matter. You know, if she quits or doesn't quit, no difference. That's the whole point of it, I guess. Thoughts, anyone? No? Yes?
I have none.
Okay.
I'm out of placebos. I don't know.
Me too.
Have a good night, celeb. There, thank you for coming to the show. But yeah, no, that's the. Definitely one of those. That's pretty funny. Hey, you guys! Our shout out to this evening comes from Dan. And Dan, if you would give us the name of the person you're shouting out for, is. Ranton?
Rant on one, yeah. Peter. Peter's very cool. Peter is somebody I have occasional conversations with on Twitter late at night. And, definitely worth a follow. Very cool guy.
Mm. It says here, I think this is his tag on his thing. He says, "Bring me no gods of any kind or bigotry or of twisted mind. All else are welcome. Take your fill. I follow those who show goodwill." Sounds like he sounds like a pretty rational guy. So if you're
very much so.
Yeah. So if you're out on Twitter, out in the Twitterverse, and if you're not, why aren't you? Give Ranton a follow. It's RANTON and the number 1 at the end. So give him a shout and let him know that you heard him here on the show.
Excuse me.
I have a question, sir.
What are you doing? I'm asking you a question.
Our question of the week for this week is, if you could live in an alternate universe, what would it be like? Dan, if you could live in an alternate universe, what would it be like?
It would be exactly like this universe, mm-hmm. except there would be no Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, I would like to see that. That would be maybe even peaceful. Vonnie, if you could live in an alternate universe, what would it be like?
It would be kind. Mm. Kind of opposite of what it is now.
Kind of opposite?
Yeah. Ah. It would be kind. You know, people would be nice and people would be equal and not getting shot for their shoes and not getting oppressed because they have ovaries and blah, blah, blah. All that.
That kind of nice kind. Gist. Yes. Very much so.
A no, nice and pleasant world.
I can tell you, no one ever tried to shoot me for my shoes because I always wore the worst shoes and that people left me alone. Say, I don't want those. Here, I'll give you some shoes.
I don't know. I don't understand why we all have to be so oppressive to people.
Yeah, it is really kind of sad. Eric, if you could live in an alternate universe, what would it be like?
I'll be an evil dictator with tons of money oppressing the people.
Where would we expect any less out of you, Eric?
That's right.
Okay, well, I made a mental note to take my red strappy shoes.
There you go.
Don't worry, Vonnie. I'll take care of you.
There you
go. I got my eye on you.
Now, Packard.
Yes.
Be questionable.
What's that?
Packard, you'd be questionable if I would take care of you. It depends on how you strike me that day.
Okay. If you're the evil dictator, Eric, I think you'd be saying, "Oh, Packard, I think maybe I don't think that chin looks right. Maybe let's have it adjusted with a big schwack." Yeah, that looks better now. if I lived in an alternate universe, it would, and what it would be like would be where people would get along, and I could, computer errors would not happen whatsoever. Apparently, I have a landing ship in my house now. I don't know if you, I don't know if anybody else heard that, but I don't know if the mothership is coming down.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's here! It's here!
Put on your black Nikes. Hurry.
Tinfoil, don't forget that.
Oh, I've got to get my tinfoil hat on. But how timely. But everybody would be nice to each other. I mean, anger would not – no one would have to be angry because there would be nothing to get angry about. Everybody, there would be – it would be just peace and harmony. And some people say that, well, then what's the point of the struggle? Maybe there would be something to work for, to a goal, but it would not – but it would be – something that would be the betterment of mankind, you know, I overall, not so much that it would be, there would be no struggle, but it would be like, you know, yeah. I guess Star Trek universe is kind of like that. They say they, everything is just for the betterment of mankind. So
I like that yeah. a lot.
So
can we go there now?
What's
can
that? We, yeah. I wish we could.
Oh, that ship.
Well, the ship is outside. He apparently shut off his engines because it's quiet now.
Those spaceships are very, they're like ninjas, you know, you got to watch them.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the flying over your house, and then they make all that noise, and then once they land, then they're real quiet, you know. But anyway, if you want to get an answer to us for what your alternate universe would be like, get it back to us at packetpokes@wordpress.com. Or send it to us over the email at packetpokes@gmail.com. Our question from last week, before I forget, our question from last week was, what was your favorite book as a kid? And our replies were, we had one from Joansine. It said, my favorite book is when I was younger was The Education of the Three Little of the Education of the Three the Education of the Little Tree, which is a fictional memoir of a little boy being raised by his moonshiner Cherokee grandparents in the Forest Hills during Prohibition. And there's a lot of controversy surrounding the author's past, but he still enjoyed the book. And the other one is from Crystal Says So, To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee. My favorite childhood book is still is to this day. So that was our question from last week. But I've heard of To Kill a Mockingbird. I think I had to read it in school. I don't think I ever got a chance to finish reading it, but I may have to pick that one up again sometime. And the other one, check that one out, The Education of the Little Tree. So if you're, you know, into the moonshining thing, I guess.
Chaos Agent sent you one, she says.
What's that?
Chaos Agent sent you one.
Oh, did she? I didn't. I might not have got a head.
Ooh, Packard, if you want to complain, what was it? What did she? What did she? Email to Packard_SonicSucks@yahoo.com.
Did she send it over?
Waiting for it, Chaos.
Did she send it over Twitter or?
I'm not sure. She's let's see.
Because I didn't.
Yeah, she's going to send everything to Eric from now on.
Okay.
Sweet.
Well, now Eric, you're going to get your mail. I lost all my I went to tweet a something and it was malformed and it tossed the last 8 hours out, so I didn't may not have gotten it, but it's possible. So, but your best way is to send it to us at Packard_SonicSucks @yahoo.com. That will go right to Eric, or you can send it to packardpokes@wordpress.com, put it on the website at packardpokes@wordpress.com and post it right there in the storyline, or send it to packetpokes@gmail.com. If you want to get in touch with us on Twitter, you can find Dan on Twitter as?
Rel Unrelated. That's RelUnrelated.
Right, and you can find Vonnie on Twitter as?
Evolution Child, EVOLUTION_CHILD.
Right, and you can find Eric on Twitter as?
I have no thoughts. IHAVENOTHOUGHTS.
Right. And you can find me on Twitter as Packard_Sonic. That's PACKARD_SONIC. You can find the show notes at PackardPokesat.wordpress.com. You can follow Packard Pokesat on Twitter, all one word, no spaces. And if you would, while you're at peckerpokes@wordpress.com, there is a donation button there. If you want to hit the donation button to help keep the show going, and so we can keep giving you these great podcasts every week, because, you know, I got to pay for the internet and everything. Just put some put a number in there and press that, hit that send button, send some cash. You could really use it right now. So anyway,
or don't forget to tell them the other side.
Oh yes, Eric wants us to send. He wants you to send us the $1 million. So
and silence us forever.
And silence, yes. So we will not be on the show again. You know, I'll tell you what. Just between you and me, if you give me $1 million, I'll make sure that my equipment runs flawlessly, and then we can shut Eric up.
Agreed. $1 million for me, I will gladly do that.
I think you do it for a hamburger sometimes, Eric.
Sometimes you just don't realize.
We like to kid Eric here on the show, but we love him very much. But anyway, if you want to come to the live show, we stream live Friday nights at 9 p.m. Central Standard Daylight Time, or Central Standard Time, if you whatever time Chicago's in at the time. And go to justin.tv/peckerpokesat, and you can join us in the chat room. If you don't have an account, the account is free. Just sign right up. Come in and chat with us, and we chat throughout the show. So this has been Peck and Pokes At, and we just poked at your news.
And that's a wrap.